somriure quan tothom callava. Ella em despedia, m'acomiadava. Fins a l'endemà, llavors em mirava i em dava la mà. Volia com folla, dansava molt bé, heroica i bonica, enmig del carrer. Rodava, girava, s'omplia de vent, i reia i callava, i seguia corrent. S'inflava i voltava, els braços en creu, tocava la sorra i les puntes dels peus. I veia la lluna enmig de la nit, nosaltres miràvem sense fer brugit. Era com un somni.
I have failed to mention too many times already that you are in an all-radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank tonight. We didn't intend to do it, but it just came out that way. And sometimes you take what you get here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But in this case, we've got Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites and classics and more silliness than one might ever expect to be in an all-radio obituary episode. Case in point, let us now turn to the radio obituary for Larry Storch, the American actor and comedian, best known for his comic television roles, including voiceover work for cartoon shows, most notably his role as Mr. Whoopi on Tennessee Tuxedo and His Tales. But he also had dozens of appearances on television series, thanks to his career as a stand-up comedian that he began when he dropped out of high school in order to support his family. But shows he showed up on were some of our favorites around here: Car 54, Where Are You?, Get Smart, Columbo, Chips, Fantasy Island. You know he was on Gilligan's Island and The Doris Day Show, and naturally, Love American Style. Anybody who appears on so many sitcoms like that is inevitably going to show up on variety shows. He was on Sonny and Cher, Laugh-In, Hollywood Squares, Playboy After Dark, you name it, he was on it so many times that somebody said, hey, let's give him his own variety show. So he had a 10-episode run of The Larry Storch Show, and that had guest stars including Janet Blair, Dick Hames, Cab Calloway, and of course others. His more than 25 films included great titles such as 40 Pounds of Trouble, Sex and the Single Girl, Happy Hooker Goes to Washington, and Airport 1975. Larry Storch just passed away at 99 and a half. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Elizabeth, my dear, that's quite enough of the Budapest String Quartet. Oh, the servants are out. Let's have some champagne and rock and roll. Walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking. About you and me, I'm hoping that you'll return to me. I say, unhappy as I can be, I'm waiting for your company, insisting that you'll come back to me. What'll you do when the Schweppes runs dry? You're gonna trot away and hide, but I shall bolt right by your side. For you, lemmy pie, I'll even die. Strolling, yes indeed, I'm chatting about you and me, I'm wishing that you'll return to me. Whee! Johnny, darling, hang on to your bushel. Have a little more wine, my dear. Oh, if the Prime Minister could see us now. This is better than your 4 o'clock tea. Smasher, absolutely wizard, top hole. Kiss me, darling. Fish and chips for everybody. Walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping that you'll return to me.
I say, unhappy
as I can be, I'm waiting for your company, insisting that you'll come back to me. Now, what'll you do when the Schweppes runs dry? You're gonna trot away and hide, but I shall bolt right by your side. For you, Lammy Pie, I'd even die. I'm strolling, yes indeed, I'm chatting about you and me. I'm wishing that you'll return to me.
I think I've got it. I think, where's everybody going? Fading up? What do you mean they're fading up? Did I not finish? I think, don't you dare touch that dial in there. I've got some more walking and talking to do. Have we no right?
I'd like to talk to you now about... Mo, have you seen this new, commercial? This is the Pepto-Bismol commercial. This is my favorite. It takes place in 1 minute, and it's very dramatic. The band plays the favorite Lawrence Welk tunes, and there's stars out. And one girl comes out on the balcony, and she looks for her friend. And she says to her, "Are you out here, Barbara?" "Why, there you are, honey. Barbara, are you crying?" The other girl says, "No, I'm not." "Yes, I am." She says, "Here it is, a perfect moonlight night. The stars are out. The band is playing our favorite songs. And my boyfriend, Jim, is inside dancing every dance with that horrid Sophie McPuff. And I'm losing out all because of upset stomach." "Jim says I'm sluggish." Then the other dame takes over. "Honey, don't tell me you haven't heard about Pepto-Bismol. My dear, in 9 cases out of 10, hospital tests prove that Pepto succeeds where ordinary salts and alkies not only don't succeed, but may actually retard progress in the lower lumbago." And then in the next scene, she's dancing up a storm with her boyfriend Jim, and she winks over his shoulder and she says into the camera, "Now thanks to Peggy and Pepto, I'm regular again." But I'd like to talk to you now about something of national importance, and that is the American TV cowboy. Now, these guys, we listen to them all the time. I watch them on television. And when they get a hold of a lovely song, this is the way it sounds. This is the way it sounds when the cowboy gets a hold of it today. What did Brigham Young say? "I don't care how you bring them, but bring them young." Song time now. Night and day, night and day, night and day, little darling, you're the one. My gosh, only you can be the morning sun. From the Broadway show. "Hey there, you put the stars in your eyes. Ain't you saying things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Ain't it all gone in one ear? And I'm loving. And oh, all right. Wait. I just want to tell you this one. This is about a friend of mine, a nut, named Tex. He comes from Louisiana. But hell, we ain't gonna call him Louise, no, are we? And he's sitting around one day and he ain't doing nothing. And he sees a sheriff's badge laying out right in the middle of a dirt road, see, all bright and shiny. So he picked the sheriff's badge up and he pinned it on his shirt right up there in front. Now he runs out in the middle of the road. He's got that badge up on his shirt, bright and shiny, and he stops the first car that comes down the dirt road. And he gives it this, see? Halt! Says, halt in the name of the law? By jingo, I'm gonna give you a ticket. Past a red light back there about 3 or 4 squares by. Gonna give you a ticket. See that badge sitting right up there in front? Ticket, 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 ticket. His luck. He happens to stop a gorgeous blonde in a beautiful big black Cadillac car. She's on her way to Las Vegas to have a good time. She's got a barrel of money. She doesn't want to waste time in this jerkwater town paying off ducats to this nut. She looks this guy in the eye. She figures the only way out is the easy way out. She says to this baboon, why don't you climb into the car? Officer, let's just talk this ticket over. Shall we? You wild, sexy-looking thing. Guy says, cheese and crackers. Son of a gun. Says, I don't mind if I do. He piles into the car next to this gorgeous creature. The ether continues. Kiss me, officer. Let's just forget about that ticket, shall we? All right. He kisses her. She says to him, now bite me on the neck. Officer. Agreed. And he chomped her alongside the neck bone. Finally, in a last gesture to get away from this nut, she throws herself at him. Dress akimbo. She says to the nut, this is it, officer, and now I want you to make passionate love to me. Screwball says, I better not do that. I'm going to tell you the truth. I ain't going to lie to you, lady. I ain't a regular cop.
You know what would be interesting is, how clean could you tell the story?
You couldn't tell it clean.
Is there really no way to do it?
He said, well, actually, when the curtain rises, there we are on stage, me, my two daughters, my wife, and a gorilla named Daisy from the Belgian Congo. I extend my finger, and my daughter pulls my index finger, at which point I let out a thunderous fart. Thereupon, my two daughters blow up a dozen condoms and do a bubble dance on stage. Following that, my wife does a very sexy striptease dance on a tom-tom. She stoops to conquer, you know. I have a violent love affair with a gorilla, Daisy. Bongo, bingo, bongo, up the ruddy Congo, if you know what I mean. But have no fear. If there are any children, they'll be brought up as Catholics, you see. And that's the act, and I know we're going to be a smash. And the Yeager says, wait a minute, what do you call yourselves? And he says, the Aristocrats.
I should get out and mow the lawn, but I was still awake at dawn, and I'm through that yawn. Hoot! If I could lift my hand, who knows? I'd scratch that itch between my toes. Hey, bud, you mind? Swat that fly off my nose. The car needs washing, but it'll keep. I've got that pain in my thighs. And just in case I fall asleep, do me a favor, close my eyes. That wife of mine, she just don't think. And when she has that second drink, she never lets me sleep a wink.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, an all-radio obituary episode at that. And that leads us to the radio obituary for the Thai singer Setha Srirachaya. He was the lead singer and multi-talented artist that led the band The Impossibles. He just passed away at 77. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
ใครเลี้ยงโคทำไรใช้นาเป็นพรานหน้าแล้งเราพากันเผาถ่านหาปืนกลับบ้านเป็นคุณเงินทองหามาได้อดออมเอาไว้พออุ่นเจ็บไข้ได้เกื้อนเชื่อจุงการุผูกพัน
กลางดงตรงป่าเขาลำเนาไกลไกลสัง
I'm not afraid.
Let's take a look at the radio obituary for Timmy Thomas, the American R&B singer, keyboardist, songwriter, and record producer, best known for the hit song, Why Can't We Live Together? He started out as an accompanist with Donald Byrd and Cannonball Adderley. Then he became a session musician in Memphis and released singles on the Gold Wax record label. Timmy Thomas just passed away at 77. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hey! Boogaloo! Thank you.
why can't we live together? Tell me why, tell me why. Why can't we live together? Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together? Why can't we live together?
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. All Radio Obituary episode. Now we're looking over to Ron Miles, the American jazz trumpeter, cornetist, and composer. He recorded on labels like Prolific, Capri, and Gramavision, with his final album, Rainbow Sign, being his first on Blue Note. He just passed away at 58. It's the Radio Obituary for Ron Miles, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Nils Lindberg, the Swedish composer and pianist. While still a student back in the 1950s, he began playing professionally with Benny Bailey, Anders Berman, and Lars Gulen. And he toured with Duke Ellington in 1973. Nils Lindberg just passed away at 88. He is the Weasel Radio Obituary with a very appropriate song, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Nicky Tesco, the lead singer of the late 1970s British new wave band The Members. They had minor hits in the UK with the tracks Solitary Confinement, Sound of the Suburbs, and Offshore Banking Business. His original 1977 punk name was Nicky Ritz, but he was rechristened Nick Tesco when some people thought Ritz was too classy and that Tesco suited him better. He just passed away at 67. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary for Nicky Tesco, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Find myself these days in total sensuality. Video and stereo, yes, all the same to me. One thing is clear, say we all know why we're here. The airwaves don't lie.
Ultimate radio obituary in this all radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank is for Richard Podolor, the American musician, record producer, and songwriter, best known as the producer of Three Dog Night. He became a session musician at the age of 16, playing on Bonnie Guitar's hit Dark Moon in 1956. He recorded a few singles of his own in the late 1950s, toured as a member of the Pets, and then he recorded a demo of Teen Beat with Sandy Nelson. But that recording was not released. Instead, it became a hit in 1959 using other musicians along with Sandy Nelson. He was never given a co-writing credit for Teen Beat, but later on, Nelson credited him with co-writing some of the later recordings, including the 1961 hit Let There Be Drums. Richard Baudelaire just passed away at 86. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Baby, go on over there, go on with the blue eyes.